3, 2, 1, action!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sinead Says Podcast. This week we have a little solo episode. And if you like the solo episodes, make sure to write them in a review and make sure to subscribe and follow as well, because that really, really helps us. We are giving away a free Brave membership to a few people who are giving us some reviews. So make sure you're giving a review. And it really does help us if you subscribe and follow. So thank you so much for that. This week, we're going to talk about how to make your life more memorable and how to have more impactful moments in your life and how to remember your life and how to make your life longer. Okay. So I'm reading the book called The Power of Moments. It's in my book club at the moment. And it is a book that has changed my life decisions. And that's how you know the book is good, because you change things in your life immediately. And I have. And it all began with somebody asking me this question. You know, me and my friends ask deep questions all the time, and I have connection cards everywhere around the house. And this question came up, and I usually answer it the same way, but I answered it differently because I'm reading this book. I'm just going to interrupt this podcast with our sponsor, BetterHelp. If you feel like life is passing you by, like we're talking about in this podcast, and you feel like you're doing the same thing over and over again and not making any progress or any changes, I cannot recommend therapy enough for elevating my life, for giving me tools to make me a better person and reach my full potential, to get out of feeling stuck and get into reaching for the stars and my dreams. You need to try this. So if you want to try therapy and you want to just give it a go, give it a 6-week stint, I highly recommend BetterHelp. They're affordable and there are so many different therapists to choose from. And you can get 10% off your first month with betterhelp.com/Sinead. That is betterhelp.com/Sinead. Talk to you about this because hopefully it will impact you as well. So somebody asked me, if I could change one thing about my life, what would it be? And usually my answer is like, nothing. I don't regret anything. Like, everything made me who I am. And I understand that way. But reading this book, The Power of Moments, if there was one thing that I would change, it would be to celebrate myself more and make sure I multiply my milestones and make more memorable moments. Because in this book, The Power of Moments, there's a lot of research about moments that you remember and what you remember in your life. And usually what you remember in your life is moments that you celebrate, moments of pride, moments of elevation, moments of connection, you know, big things like weddings and big celebrating moments and your graduation and all these big moments are the moments that you remember so impactfully. And a moment that you remember is usually a very emotional, you're feeling a lot of emotions in that moment because you don't remember a lot of things in your life. But when I ask you, and I do this a lot with my meditation students, and you will notice this if you're on the Brave Way, that I will take you back to moments that bring you most joy. I'll bring you back to really impactful moments, and they will come up in your meditations. And in those moments, these are the ones that we remember, and we want our life to be memorable. So when someone asks me that question, if I could change one thing, or if I could change something about my life, it would be to celebrate myself more, because I spent years and years and years not celebrating my birthday, not celebrating moments of celebration, because sure, I can't do that. That's the way my belief system was, like, no, I can't be celebrating myself. I can't be like showing off like that, because my belief system meant that success and celebration for, I don't know, it's just women, but it's almost like showing off. And I've noticed over the years, I have made it a priority to celebrate milestones in my life. And you will have noticed this through, I actually had a launch day for the Brave membership, and I didn't have to do that. Like, I was just going to launch it on the computer, and, you know, the old me who didn't, because to be honest, it was therapy that really, really got me into celebrating myself and valuing myself and making those moments more impactful. So it was therapy that started getting me to these, but reading this book has really, really put it to the top of my list again. So for my launch day, I did a sunrise. I invited all my friends. And it's so weird because I actually felt like, oh, do you think they'll come? Or I felt really, I still feel like that. But I'm taking the step because I know it's going to be an impactful and memorable moment in my life. And I invited a few of my friends. I invited a few of you Brave members. and people in my community, the book club, and just anyone who came to my meditation classes, I invited them along. And it's such a beautiful morning. I bought myself a load of cupcakes. I did a speech. I talked to people. And you know what? When I close my eyes, I can see that moment so, so heavily because so much emotion. I had a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I popped a bottle of Nisseco because I was off the drink. I think I'll remember that moment the rest of my life, as same as other moments that I did this. I did it with my first launch. It was actually therapy that told me to do that. And it was to go and do a launch party. Still remember that. Still think it's one of my favorite days I've ever lived. I celebrated with a few of my women's circle girls and girls who came to my retreats. And I think at that point I was too embarrassed to ask some of my friends. Do you know what I mean? But I don't know. So I did that and I still remember that day for the rest of my life. And I want you to think about all the memorable times in your life that you remember. And when we do this in our meditations as well, any sort of following joy, finding yourself meditation, I bring people back to those moments of elevation and joy. When you're in your subconscious and you're meditating or whatever, and you think about these moments that bring you joy, then when you know the thing that brings you joy and makes you feel good and is memorable, then you strive for it more. So I have been striving for more moments of celebration and more moments of elevating milestones. We just hit 3 million. We hit 3 million downloads. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. Consistency is key. And we hit 3 million downloads. Me and Kyle, we got some balloons. We are giving away £1,000. If you haven't seen the reel on my Instagram, and if you don't have me on Instagram, I'm giving away £1,000 and a wellness pack because we are celebrating this 3 million because we are telling the universe that we want more, more, more. And also giving is living. So I'll be happy to give someone £1,000 through that. So that was 3 million downloads. Me and Kyle went out for a lovely dinner and we celebrated. We were both weren't drinking. We were drinking Nosecco, but I'm back drinking now. I still feel like I need a life update, everyone. But anyway, that was what I thought because that question was asked and I changed my answer. That's how you know a book impacts your life. So if you want to read that book, it is called The Power of Moments, but there's a few other things that I learned from it. And I'm going to talk about what I learned this week because remember I used to do sections? I don't know what ever happened to that. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, what I learned this week is obviously that and The Power of Moments, but there were so many other things that I learned in this book that I really wanted to talk to you about. So there was a lot of research on how to stretch time, how to make your life longer and what makes your life go faster. So when you think about your life, don't you think that everything goes really quick the older you get? It's like, where did that year go? Where did that month go? Where did that week go? And the research shows that because we don't have as much first and we're doing the same thing routinely, this shortens time because our brains adapt and they shorten the time. So everything seems to go faster. Now, when you were younger, do you remember you were in school? P1 was 3 years long to you. If you don't know P1, I was like, you know, your first year in school, your second year in school, those all seemed long, right? Because your life was full of firsts. When you were a kid, when you were younger, your life is full of firsts. And that actually stretches time. And I'll tell you why through some of the research, all right? So there is a researcher named... Okay, I don't remember his name in the books right there. And I know I could just open up and it's going to ruin my train of thought. But anyway, so there's a guy who literally, that's his job. His job is to research how time goes by faster, how to stretch time, how to make your life longer. And this is there's loads of research. So he did this research called the Brown Shoe Research. And he basically showed people pictures of random objects and they had to say for how long the estimated time they seen that image. So he continuously, this is a massive research project and loads of people did this. So it's like, it's a very well good research project. He showed them pictures of a brown shoe over and over and over again, brown shoe, brown shoe, brown shoe, brown shoe, brown shoe. And they had to write down for how long they thought that they seen that. And he showed them brown shoe, brown shoe, brown shoe, brown shoe. And then he showed them alarm clock. And then he showed them brown shoe, brown shoe, brown shoe. So I think a massive, massive percent, like something like 76 and 90% all said that the alarm clock was very long. Like they seen that alarm clock for longer than any time they seen the brown shoes. When in fact, the brown shoes were actually longer, but because they kept seeing the brown shoe, your brain adapts and makes it shorter. When you are surprised and you do something different, this stretches time in the brain of a human. So this shows us that when we are doing the same things over and over and over again, we are making our life shorter. And when we do things that are out of our comfort zone, surprise us, and also fear, these things make our life longer and more memorable. So it's a good way to indicate that we, if we want to stretch our time and we want to make our life longer without it passing us by, we need to do things out of our comfort zone. We need to surprise ourselves. And it also reminds me of the research of age reversal that was done recently. And this is a lecture that I went to, basically about age reversal and what makes you age and what makes those neurons not connect. And doing the same thing every single day can make you age because you're not getting any more neural pathways, all right? So what gives you more neural pathways is obviously meditation and learning new things. So a person like me, it is my priority to read every day and to learn something new every day. And it's something that I have, it's a habit now. It's literally like turning on the kettle and driving to work. Like it's like, that's what I do as a habit. Doing the same thing every day does actually impact your brain. Doing new things every day and doing it every so often, scaring yourself here and there, getting out of your comfort zone can also form new neural pathways. And this can make you be more, I would say more sharper. Just keeps you young. It keeps you young. So to stretch time. Okay. And then I'm going to talk about another way to stretch time. So he also did this research on he got people to jump off 150 foot and land on a net. And he had to get all these people to estimate how long that they were dropping for. And every single one of them had estimated to be dropping for longer, way longer than they were actually dropping for, which suggests that when you do something that scares you, it also stretches time. Has anyone ever done a skydive? Because apparently that feels very, very long. And doing anything that scares you feels really, really long and also stretches your time. But am I going to do a skydive? You know what's really annoying? I've never in my life said I wanted to do a skydive. I've always been like, no, there's no way I could jump out of a plane. But like after reading this book, I'm like, God, I feel like I need to. I feel like I need to. Anyway, the other thing that I was going to say is, do you ever go for a run? Or do you ever go for a walk and it's a brand new path? And then you do that same run or same walk the next day. It seems so much quicker because you're doing something new. You're doing it for the first time. So you're stretching time and it seems longer. The next time you go, your brain adapts and it gets shorter. And that's how life goes. So if you want to stretch time, those are your options. So if you want to make your life more memorable, to have defining moments, you need to know what a defining moment is. So defining moment is a short experience that is both memorable and meaningful, all right? So you can do this not only with yourself, but you can do this if you're a business owner and you want your business to be better and more memorable, then this book is also great. So there's a great bit in this book about this hotel, and everyone wants to go to this hotel at 5 stars, and everyone wanted to go, and everyone loves going to this hotel every year in California. And when you actually look at the hotel is pretty bog standard. Like the rooms are bog standard, everything is whatever. But there's one thing that the hotel has that is memorable and everyone wants to go back and everyone has an amazing experience. They have a thing called the Popsicle Hotline. So when you are in the pool, you can go to this big, colorful, shiny phone box, and it's called the Popsicle Hotline, and you can call that Popsicle Hotline, and what is delivered to you is popsicles on a silver tray. That is memorable, and it feels into your emotion. You're excited. You feel part of something, and it's something so different. So not only is this book good for making your life more memorable, but you can make your customers and your business more memorable by doing things like this. And we have been implementing this into the Brave Way as well. Like we're like, how can we give them more rewards and more memorable? And we're giving them prizes and making them feel good of elevation. Lots of things. But anyway, I just love that story because you can implement all these things into your life and into your business. So that is one thing that will help you. That's a one thing. Another thing I got from it. So another way to make your life more memorable is introducing more moments of pride. And pride comes in many shapes and forms. And one person can feel more pride than another person, even in the same situation. So you need to ask yourself what it is to feel pride for you. And you will notice that moments of pride in your life that are celebrated are memorable. So you've got your graduation. You've got times you got promoted. you've got, anytime you feel just really proud of yourself and you are rewarded for that, those moments can be really memorable. And also these moments can be really impactful and memorable for your employees as well. So like even for me, you know, I took Tylenol away for a Christmas party once, and I wanted to say thank you for all the hard work. And we went to like a 5-star hotel and I rewarded them. And they talk about a company called John Deere. These farmers will know what John Deere is, but basically on the first day, it is like they did a research project on John Deere, and like apparently those employees are very, very happy in their job, and they talk about on their very first day how they are treated. And you think about your very first day at any work, you usually don't remember that. I'm sure if I ask you to remember that, you're probably just a bit all over the place. Whilst people really remember starting at John Deere on your first day, I think you're taken in and you get like this big bunch. You get a welcome pack and you get all the bits and loads of wee hampers and stuff like that. You also get to, everyone takes you out for lunch. And instead of trying to find friends, they take you to like a team building lunch and they introduce you to everyone, and everyone interacts and has a social connection. And they also get like this, congratulations, you've just started, and you get like a scroll and all this stuff. So you want to have more moments of pride. And you want to also do this for like your employees, your friends, your family. So I'm guessing that whenever you are thinking about this, you don't have to just have moments for you, but you can have moments for your employees who you work with, because those moments are memorable. And then people who feel that elevation, that pride, usually want to continue longer with you in your job as well. So Kyle, if you're listening to this, I'm getting you a new present. I don't know. What am I getting you? Anyway. So there's a few other things in the book. I'm not really going to get into them because I don't want to ruin the book, but you've got moments of elevation, moments of insight, which I love. And moments of insight are moments where you have revelations about stuff. So it could even be a revelation, a peak, because they talk about peak and pits and transitions. So there's the three kind of pinnacle moments in your life, you know, when you're right the way down, those are very memorable, when you're having peaks, and when you are having moments of like transitions. And having moments of insight is so important, because you have more moments of insight the more you learn and read. So if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're probably having a moment of insight, and hopefully you will remember this. Like there is some books that I will remember word for word because they were so memorable to me because it was such a moment of insight, and those moments are also very memorable. So search for those moments. You've got moments of pride, and then you've got moments of connection. So you will notice that moments of connection are very memorable. So I just went on an amazing hen do. If anyone's seen it on Instagram, it was amazing. Gemma's hen do. And that is going to be a peak moment in my life, because we connected all together. And there's loads of research here on why people laugh and when they laugh more. And usually you laugh more whenever you're in groups of people because you want to connect. And when you laugh, it's like, I'm here, you're here, we're here together. It's actually a moment of connection. So reaching out for those moments of connection. If it's your birthday, invite all your friends, get people together, celebrate yourself. If you are thinking about going on that hen do, go on the hen do. Moments of connection are so memorable for your life. You'll remember them, you'll laugh about them, you'll talk about them from years to come, and you'll have stories for a lifetime. Like even my boyfriend was trying not to drink too much, and he was going on the stag, and he's like, oh, I don't know if I should go, because like, you know, I'm not really drinking that much. And I said, babes, you are going to be in this person's life forever. You're going to want to be involved. I said to him, I was like, we went on the hen do and all we did was laugh. And I would actually be devastated if I didn't go on that hen, because we had the best time. We all connected and we all grew closer together, and we all have a moment to share, and we'll remember that forever. The same happens with like weddings. And can I just say, like, my whole perception has changed about weddings by reading this book, because I used to be like, oh, sure. I wasn't that fussed about getting married. I liked the idea of a party. I don't know. But then after this, I was like, the whole reason of doing these sort of traditions is because they're memorable and we can talk about them from years to come, and they're imprinted into us. So I read this book and I was like, oh, I'm 100% getting married. I feel like this is going to be an amazing experience for me and my partner. And I can't wait. And I can't wait to experience this and have this memory. And I can't wait to have all these memories with other people in my life. So, and it also talks about like, you know, religions with really good traditions that have people of connection, and they do really traditional things. And that they are so memorable for people. So I think as well, like, we've lost a lot of tradition in, you know, like, for me, definitely, I've lost a lot of tradition. I know a few friends who they're religious and they have amazing traditions, and they're always, I always see them doing stuff and I'm like, that looks amazing. And I would like to bring more traditions into my own family when I have a family. So this is a sign for you to make your own traditions, make memories, and have moments of connection, pride, elevation, and insight, and make your life more memorable, stretch it out longer, and just have the best time. And that is it for that episode of the Sinead Says podcast. I really, really hope that you loved it. And if you do, make sure to subscribe and give us a review. Thank you very, very much.